Do you want a visual experience to the show? Go check out the Down to the Wire YouTube channel to enjoy full episodes of Down to the Wire. That is the YouTube channel Down to the Wire to watch and listen to full episode content. Hello all, Jacob Morgans here from the podcast Down to the Wire. Go visit the social media page for this podcast on Instagram to get content from latest episodes, news around the sports world, and my thoughts on recent sports events. Just type in official Down to the Wire, all in one word, into the search bar to visit the page. That's official Down to the Wire, all in one word, to visit the page. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of the Down to the Wire podcast. I am your host, Jacob Morgans. This is a very special edition of the Down to the Wire podcast because this is a KUSI News Prep Pigskin Report special where I will be previewing my matchup that I am covering of the rivalry game Helix versus Grossmont. I have talked to two players, one from each team, Jackson Daniels and Joshua Ferrara. I had previous meetings about not only the rivalry, but also some personal conversations with them, what goes on in their life beyond this specific game. So, hope you guys enjoy. Take a listen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 5 of the Season 3 Down the Wire podcast. This is a Prep Pigskin Report special. I am joined here by Grossmont's Joshua Ferrara. Josh, how are we doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Have a good night. Watching some film.
All right. Let's start off with this. Explain to our audience what First Chance U is, the foundation is, and your involvement in it.
Oh man, First Chance U. First Chance U is basically where so a lot of the it's not necessarily the top DBs, but some of the any DB who wants to like just get work not only on the field but like off the field with like life stuff. It's not just about football, man. They bring in people that talk about mental health, playing on the next level, managing money. It's honestly a really cool experience, and I highly advise if you can build a relationship with Jamar, I highly advise that you get in that, man. That really helped me out a lot.
And you just mentioned it. You've had the chance to work with Jamar Taylor, former Helix alum, and you know, played slot corner for a couple of NFL teams for our favorite team, the Seattle Seahawks, back in 19. What was it like being around him and learning under his guidance?
The very first vibe I got from him that is he's a really humble guy. He no one's too little for him, man. He knows where he came from. He gives back to his community, and I have the utmost respect for him. He took a lot of time to help me out with a lot of things he saw in my game. Still to this day, we still text and we keep up. He actually gave me a really, really cool opportunity to do an Instagram account takeover for First Chance U on my homecoming day. The score didn't come out how he wanted to, but it's all been a really cool experience, and I have I mean, that guy's helped me out a lot. I really respect him.
You were a three-way all-league player of the year last year with 3 interceptions and 67 tackles. You're having another great year this year. But it doesn't seem like that. You don't seem like that type of player that boasts when I talk to you. You're that type of athlete that is just never satisfied, kind of like that Jalen Hurts mentality, which is why I respect him a lot. Where does this come from, and how have you maintained it despite all the success you've had on the field?
Yeah, man. Well, since a young age, my mom always taught me that hard work will get you anywhere in life, and that's kind of the moral that I've stuck to. I mean, going through life, I've always been the smallest guy out there on the field. When I told people my dreams and aspirations, they kind of just like, "Oh yeah, you got it." Like, kind of turns a cold shoulder to me. I've always kind of been told I couldn't do things and I wasn't good enough. So that's always been it's always made me hungry, man. I always knew if, man, I wasn't given the God-given accolades, you know what I mean? But
Yeah.
I can promise I'm going to work harder than a lot of people in this county. I don't want to say I'm the hardest worker out there because I know some dogs out there, but man, that's kind of just, I mean, I just outworked the competition, and that's what's been able to get me by, man, staying hungry.
All right, let's shift over to Grossmont. You guys coming in 4-2. It's only been 6 games, and it's only been the first season. But there is a drastic change in attitude in that program with Anthony Lawrence leading the way as your new head coach. Explain for those on the outside looking in, for people like me who aren't around a lot, watching you guys
Why?
practice, and but like just what he has brought to this program so far this year.
No, another like I mean, geez, that he the way he flipped the program around, it's unlike anything I've ever been around. He came in, he treats everybody like family. He loves everybody up. He's very another thing I like about him, he's very honest, and he holds people accountable. He's not rude about it either. He holds you accountable, like in a way where he's trying to build you up. He builds everybody up. Another guy, like, nobody's too small for him. I mean, I see him always trying to get the lower guys better, because I mean, one thing we know is that we're only as good as our weakest link, and
Yep.
we don't have the best athletes out there, but he's instilled into our minds that we're gonna be the most conditioned team, or we're gonna be the most ready team. And I have he brings just a level of like knowledge to the game that, I mean, he passes to you, and it's like, oh, well, that clicks now. I mean, he's with even with college. I mean, I'd never talked to a D1 college until this year, man. Now I'm getting interest in stuff. So that's like, it's really good. It's a really good program to be in right now. We have a lot of good talent on the come up, and he's just changed the whole attitude around campus. And it sucks I couldn't be a part of it for 4 years, but I'm glad I got to get a taste of it. And I'm so thankful and grateful that he came in. I love that guy.
So I've watched your defensive unit twice so far this year. This Friday is going to be my third time watching you guys. The way I would describe it as you guys, at times you guys give up points and you give up yards, but you guys live on the ability to create turnovers and get timely sacks. Based on your guys' preparation throughout the week, how are you, what are some of the key emphasis points in getting that done against one of the top programs in the country? I mean, in the county, excuse me.
Yeah. No, Helix is up there, man. They're really good. But what we've since the beginning of the season, Coach Law, he told us from the jump, like, this is an offensive team. We're gonna go for it on 4th and 15. We're gonna be heavy, put a lot on the offense's back, but they rely on us as the defense to bail them out a lot. And I know y'all see me with the stats and like the interceptions and the turnovers and a few of the other guys, but to be honest, man, like, we're a type of defense that if everybody doesn't do their job, things can get ugly, as you saw. And I think that if everybody does their job and we prepare how we did, man, we understand what we're stacked up against, and we understand what it's gonna take to get done. It's gonna take I don't think perfect football is a thing, but if we play this close to perfect, and we have, maybe a little bit of luck on our side, I think we could flip the script and get it done. But yeah, to create turnovers this week, it's going to be everybody doing their job, just like in past weeks. And if the ball comes to me, got to make the play. If the ball comes to the guy to the left or right of me, they're going to make a play. We all have faith in each other, and everybody just does their job, and that's kind of how it gets done.
Finally, last question for you. It's a rivalry game. We've kind of already talked about it, but you're probably sick of hearing this from everyone on the outside. Last time Grossmont has beaten Helix was 32 years ago. It was 1991. My dad just graduated high school during that time, so that explains how long ago that was. I mean, what does this game mean to you on a personal level? Because this is your senior year, and so far it's 0-3. But then also for the chance for this program, especially under Lawrence, to kind of rewrite history a little bit and create a new narrative saying, hey, the Foothillers are a good program.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're right. I've heard I've heard the streak. I mean, since before high school, when I was in middle school, and when I was going to the games, and I always saw just the Helix dominant performance. And you know, man, this game is, it's not really about me, man. It's about that's 32 classes that have gone without beating Helix, man. Just left blood, sweat, and tears on that field, man. And man, this isn't for us. I want to do it for them, man. This is for all the alumni that came before us, whether they lost by a little margin or got blown out. But I think it'd be so special to just the community and everybody that's come before me to get this done for them, man. That's kind of my goal, and how we're seeing this. I'm not just trying to be a number on that streak.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second part of the episode five of the season three Down the Wire podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Morgans. I am here with defensive back and wide receiver for Helix High School, Jackson Daniels. How you doing, bud?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. All right, so let's get right into it. From my understanding, you've had so far three Division I offers from Colorado State, Utah State, and Utah Tech. I was wondering if you can explain the process you went through to get those offers and how those meetings went.
So coming out of my junior year, I had a solid junior year season, a good start, and I started playing for an organization called the Dream Chasers. It was a little club organization. I was just to get more exposure in the 7-on-7 world. That was really my first 7-on-7 like club I've been on. So through that, and then through going to camps and stuff like that, I was able to pick up my first offer from Colorado State. And then after that, the more just came in. Utah State was next, and then following was at Utah Tech.
Probably one of the top plays you've made so far this season came as a wide receiver, and it ended up going on SportsCenter next. So I was wondering if you could share your thoughts firsthand on what was going on in your mind when that whole sequence happened, like that whole play. And I was wondering what you were thinking when you probably looked up on your phone and saw that, oh shit, my highlight is on SportsCenter, you know?
Of course. So that was during the Madison game. That was right before halftime ended. We were struggling a little bit in the first half, and we really just needed something to get going. It was like a minute left. We were driving down the field, call a play, breaks down a little bit, so we turn into a little scramble drill. And then I go up, and then Rylan throws a perfect pass and just allows me to make the play. And like me myself, like I was kind of shocked I did it myself. So when I got up, like I didn't really do nothing. I was kind of surprised I even caught it. So I didn't really know how to react in that moment. But and then once I saw it was on SportsCenter, I was in class with all my like I have a class with all the football players, and one person saw it and they showed it to me, and it was really cool for sure.
That was cool. That was cool. I know you're getting offers for football, but like, come on, man. Let's not overlook your pure athleticism and in general. And what I mean by that is your ability to be a multi-sport athlete. You play varsity basketball at Helix, so I'm just curious, what is it like transitioning from football, knowing that you guys are a good team year in and year out, and you play deep in November, to, oh God, I have to go get ready for basketball. And the season, I imagine, or training camp or whatever, probably has already started by the time you get there.
So it's always a little rough transition through there, because coming out of football season, you're always banged up a little bit, and you don't want to jump right into something else right away, because you want to let yourself heal and stuff like that. But once I get there, I think the roles really flip. Like I'm in full basketball mode now, and it's just it takes me a couple weeks to really get back into that basketball mode. I need to like shoot a ball a couple of times when I first get there. My shot's a little off, but it starts to come around.
Let's transition more into the Helix program. You guys are one of the top teams in the county. I mean, there's no overlooking that. One of the four teams that are still sitting undefeated, along with Lincoln, Carlsbad, and Granite. How are you guys staying mentally composed in the midst of all this success, especially considering you're going up against an opponent that you've had their number for the last 30 so years. So, well, what's the message going on inside that locker room this week?
I think a really big thing is, like, with our head coach, Coach DeMaggio, he's a really good coach. He's, like, really changed the program around. But something he really preaches a lot is just really focusing, taking everything one game at a time. Like, yeah, we're undefeated right now, but we're not playing to be undefeated right now. We're playing for bigger things, which he always tells us. So we always know to keep our mind focused on our end goal, which we always say, like, our Jason Van, our running back coach, he gave us the motto, stay or bust, and we've always been running by that since the beginning of the season.
So, perfect transition into this. Explain for those looking on the outside in, especially like me, who's not at practice every day, not seeing what really goes on inside the building. What is it like playing for DeMaja Jones? What kind of cat is he, and how has he kept everything, you know, keeping the Helix program stable and playing at the elite level that it has, you know, ever since, you know, Robbie Owens left?
So something he really does good is preaches, like, legacy and tradition and all that. So he always takes the time to talk about teams before us and what they've built to allow us to be in the position we're at. He always jokes around and says his 2000s class was the best class, and we always laugh at him. But it's always great to have someone who's been a part of the program, been a part of the tradition, and knows what's really going on. And it really just pushes everyone else as well.
I mentioned your pure athleticism beforehand. You're for those of you that know you and watch you, you're a two-way player and could be in contention for PPR's own two-way player of the year. And that brings a lot of value to a team. So it's kind of like the same question when I asked about basketball. I'm curious to what a typical practice might look like for you. Are you bouncing around from unit to unit? And how much film do you watch to prepare both as a defensive back and as a wide receiver throughout the week?
Of course. So once it comes to film, I really think it really takes a lot of time, because you really have to digest what the other team is doing, really understand their tendencies in both the offense and the defense, know your matchups and all stuff like that, know what's going to work and what might not work. So when it comes to that, being a two-way player, there's always be more film watching from us. I know, like, Kevin Allen's also a two-way player. I know we both watch film a lot. But other than that, it's just really just knowing what we need to do and stuff like that.
What is it like playing with Ryland Jesse?
It's amazing. Ryland is really, ever since I met him, he's been one of my closest friends ever since. So it's always fun being able to have, like, a brother back there throwing you the ball. And it's always hype whenever we score touchdowns with everyone. We're really a true brotherhood over at Helix.
So you mentioned, you know, you guys have gotten close. So I imagine that has helped with your continuity with him as a wide receiver and making sure you guys are on the same page. Go more in depth on that.
It's always important. I know ever since my sophomore year, we've always gone to workouts together. I go catch for him in the morning, at night, like whenever, just to really build our connection. I really think it's something really good with not only me and Ryland, but everyone else on the team. We all, when it comes to school, outside of school, like, our team is our really all of our friend group. Like, we're really close, and I think it's all good because we're a really tight brotherhood. We've all been together. We're all seniors. We've all been together ever since freshman year, so it's really good for us as a team.
All right, the ultimate question. I mean, it's rivalry week versus Grossmont. What does this game mean to you? And, you know, what have you guys done in preparation to ensure that you guys can keep the musket for another year?
Of course. You know, this game means a lot to not only us, but past players and even the future players. We had our Coach Maja also talk today as well, actually, about the legacy of Helix and how it's not just us in the present, but it's what's come from the past and what's going to go on in the future. So it really just shows, like, what we need to do. And obviously, we know it's rivalry, but we're ready. We love all this.
This concludes the fifth episode of the third installment of the Down to the Wire podcast. Catch all the highlights of Helix Grossmont on KUSI's very own Prep Pigskin Report starting at 10:45 with the first and 15. This is Jacob Morgan signing off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for today. Thank you so much. Catch episode 3. It's coming soon. Share this podcast with any friends or family members that you know that might like this podcast, and just share it. And thank you guys for tuning in, and catch you next time.